Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Tonight, our guest is LaShawn Hollisworth, who is now an inspirational gospel singer. He is from the state of Illinois in the city of Chicago. How are you doing, LaShawn Hollisworth?
Hi, Angela. How you doing?
Great. Today is Sunday, and I felt like you'd be the best guest for the show because you sing inspirational gospel.
That's what I sing. My heart is dedicated. My mission is to try to reach one and teach one and as many as I can in the mighty name of Jesus to turn them around.
Okay, turn them around. Try to reach as many people in the mighty name of Jesus. That's right. Okay.
Sister.
All right. So you're from Chicago, Illinois. Okay. Your grassroots in singing was not always inspirational gospel, was it?
No, it wasn't. I used to be into, writing bookies of love songs. I got so many love songs out of the book and copyrighted and things. But like I said, my music never took off and things until I turned to the Lord. That's when the doors opened up for me.
So your music didn't take off till you started praising the Lord and using your voice, your gift of voice and singing to praise the Lord and to raise other people up and get people to glorify God.
That's right, sister. That's right. And I use my skills solely for that purpose. I can do lots of music, sing different styles, and write music for lots of people. Then, but my heart is committed to the Lord God, to Jesus, because this world don't need no more negativity with all this negative gangster rap and disrespecting the sisters and disrespecting this God's children. We all belong to God, and
yes,
this killing, kill, me, it's all vanity, just like the Lord said in the last day, the way man would be. We don't need no more of that. We need some healing, especially us as a people. We need some healing. We need the word of God.
Yes. You said you wrote for other artists. Who are some of the artists that you've written for or wrote for?
Well, I've written songs for artists like Tiffany Taylor. I'm in the works of doing some music for Deb Davis. She's a fashion designer and so forth. I had to put that on hold because I had to have surgery last year on my back and things. But I'm still working on it. She's listening, then I want her to know that I haven't forgot you. I'm still working on it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I pray that God heals you and that you are healed already. So you wrote some music, some songs. Do you write music also?
I write all lyrics, all my lyrics. I write all of that. I even make my own tracks, majority of my tracks and music and so forth. Yeah. This album that I just released, that's what's so unique about it, because majority of every song on there, I think it's only maybe one song or two songs or so that I didn't actually do the music for, but I had input on making the music as well as all the lyrics. I write all lyrics for my songs.
Mm-hmm. You write all the lyrics for your songs. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because everything got to be scriptural and correct.
I'm not trying to insult you or anything, but before you went in strictly gospel inspirational, who were some of the acts that you opened or closed for in concerts?
That's the whole thing, my sister. Like I said, I was out here trying to get my music spotlighted and get it on and so forth, But the doors did not open up until I turned to God. And the day that I turned to God is when all the doors start opening up for me. I remember laying on my bed when I decided to serve God. And I remember God coming to me in my dream and showing me. He showed me on stage before thousands of people with the lights and everything. And I also heard him tell me, he said, I'm going to use you. In that dream, I seen a door. And that door, it was a light. And I could see, through the glass, like a silhouette. And every so often that door would open up and somebody would step into that door. And each time somebody stepped into the door and did the Lord. Now, actually, I said, no, what does that mean? And the Lord, he gave me the interpretation. He said, I am the door. That open, that no man can close, and the door that closed that no man can open. I'm going to use you to bring souls to me. And I come up out of that dream, and that was when I had the renewing of my spirit, because I had developed a relationship with God, of praying to him every morning. It would be like somebody would come and touch me and wake me up. And when I woke up, because part of my prayers I had prayed to God was to give me a mind to serve him and a heart to seek him and to serve him, because I knew that he had much more for me, intended much more for me in life than what I was living my life to be. And so far, everything that God has showed me has come to pass. And even the very fact that we're on a radio station talking together, you and I, even now,
yes,
his hand is still working.
Okay, his hand is still working. I believe that wholeheartedly, because I have been listening to your music, whether you know it or not, before I contacted you. And
okay.
I found it very inspirational. And I thought, well, you know, why not? You know, you have a lot of talent, and you have a beautiful voice. And when I talked to you on the phone early, I'm not going to say what we talked about. You inspired me. You really inspired me. So, I thank you for the conversation that we had, because it's really put me back on the right track.
Well, we're going to give all that glory and praise to God. He the one, because if it wasn't for him, I'd be some low life out here in these streets, probably dead somewhere in the penitentiary anywhere. I got stories and things to tell you, but the Lord and did great things. So we give all the glory to God, because I just thank God that I unhardened my heart and I submitted to him before it was too late, because he didn't have to give me the opportunity to serve him. He could have just killed me, let me die early death, and end up waking up in the judgments and going to that lake of fire. But he's so merciful, and I love him. He gave me a chance to turn it around. And if
God
it wasn't for Jesus, if he wasn't for his word being in me, I wouldn't be able to take and minister to nobody, to reach nobody, to teach nobody, or to help strengthen nobody who's feeling weak or somebody that's down. And to give somebody hope. All I got from Jesus. Everything I give come from the Lord. So that's who you get the praise to, not me.
Okay.
You just thank God that I'm
glad
to obey him, okay?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. LaShawn Joseph Hollisworth is your name. In your bio, it says that you have performed for 17 years at the African Caribbean International Festival of Lives, that you worked with artists such as Albertine Walker, the Sons of Jacob, Lemmy Battles, I don't know how to pronounce this name, LaVonda Hubbard. Charles D. Hayes and the Prayer Warriors, Paulette Bush and the Chicago State University Gospel Choir, Third World, Winston Benjamin, Buju Banton, the Chalice, the Israel of God Gospel Choir, the House of Jacob Gospel Choir, Charlene Davis, Maxie Priest, and many more.
Yes,
Woman's Expo, and for the Clara House for Abused and Battered Women. It goes on. WGN Sing Stage Point, backup singing for the play Love the One You With at the Eric Crown Theater in Chicago, Illinois. And it says that your passion is to deliver the word of God through his music.
Yeah, okay, and that was singing. It wasn't just me. It was Israel of God Choir along with me, my brother and sister who I sing with every week at church, at the Israel of God Choir. We saw backup for, I think it's Ron Winan, C.C. Winan, B.B. and C.C., one of their brothers. And it was his play that he was performing in. We did backup. And the thing about it was that we thought because we had just released our new album, and we thought that we was going to be doing songs from our album, that they was booking us for that. But no, they booked us, and they wanted us to learn four or five songs within, I basically say within 30 minutes. And because we as a choir know each other and know and the ability of our God, We learned them four songs and went up there and slammed. And when we went up there and slammed, see that background, he had no choice but to turn around. Ryan turned around and said, hey, I see y'all came to sing today. Yes, sir.
Okay.
We come and lift up Jesus every day. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
So you got to meet Mr. Winans?
Yes, I did. Yes, the Lord has blessed me. I have met so many prominent, powerful people in my life. You know, I know senators. I know commissioners, I know aldermen, I know people, so many people that I have met and God has blessed me with, you know. In my life, I see, one thing I can say, I see God's hand in my life because I know where he done brought me from.
Mm-hmm.
And all the things that I done been through and the things that I done done. And I just thank the Father for Jesus. Thank Jesus for the Father. That's all
yes,
I can say. I just thank God, okay? I just thank him for giving me a chance to serve him. It's an honor to serve God.
Mm-hmm.
I thank the Lord for giving me the opportunity to serve him.
Okay. We're going to play one of your songs, okay? One of the first songs we're going to play is I Always Believed I Would Make It.
I'll
play as much of it as I can because it's 7 minutes and 21 seconds. But I'm play as much of it as I can. Is that all right with you, LaShawn Hollis?
That's all good, you know, because we're going to moderate the show so we can get them all in. Look here. And that song, I want to say, that song, all my songs are a testimony to my life. That song, I'm not ashamed to say it, that song pertains to the time in my life when I was out here on these drugs, using them, and was using them and doing them and messing people's lives up. And God, you can't better, brothers and sisters that's listening, you cannot better yourself at the expense of destroying your brother, because God said you love your brother, even as you love the Lord thy God. Always remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Always remember that. And so, it's times when I was afflicted and went through other trials and things. So, listen good. I want them to listen good to it.
Okay.
This is what Jesus gave to me.
So, Jesus turned you around from using drugs and doing all those things. He turned your life around from using drugs and destroying other people's lives to uplifting his name and uplifting other people and uplifting other people's lives and showing them what God has did for you and what God has brought you through and that God has forgave you of those things.
That's right, my sister. And that he's there. I knew he's there because I knew what he did for me. I mean, he took habits and things. I mean, that I had been fighting and things I was dealing with for trying to break for almost like 5 years, and he took it in one day. And I ain't never looked back, and it's been over 25 years. I ain't looked back. Do you hear me?
Yes,
so
I hear you.
I know he exists. I know his power. He has shown me time and time again, day by day.
Yes. Okay, that's song. We're going to play your song, I Always Believed I Would Make It, okay?
Yes, indeed.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I wanna
walk with you. That's the wrong one.
Oh yeah.
That's
your family tree. Sorry. Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. That's your family tree there.
Okay. Hold on. Hold on.
Okay.
There's no sound coming from the
That's
okay.
it.
Here it goes. Here it goes. All right, here it goes. All right. Give it a few seconds. I always believed I would make it.
Yes, indeed. I always believed I would make it.
You died for me, Lord. be free. Oh, from the bondage of sin, yeah. And you came my way, and you made a change in my heart, Lord. Oh, and in my mind, Lord. Since you came my way, it's a bright day. Oh Lord, through your holy word, and Lord, always believe I would make it. Yeah, 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 because I love you too much not to. Believe, Lord, I would make it, yeah. Just because, Lord, I believe in your holy word, Lord. Jesus, I remember when, oh, I remember when, Lord, I was afflicted, Lord, from my head down to my toes, even down, Lord, to my bones, Lord, Lord, Lord. But Jesus came my way, and he made a change in my heart, Lord. Oh, and in my mind, since you came my way, it's a bright day. Oh Lord, do your holy word, and Lord, I always believe I would make it. Yeah, 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 because I love you too much not to. Oh, I always believe, Lord, I would make it, yeah. Just because, Lord, I believe in your holy word. Because I love you too much not to. Lord, I always believe, Lord, I'm gonna make it, yeah. Just because, Lord, I believe that you died for me. Always knew one day, if I get the faith, walk the streets of gold one day. Yeah, yeah, I love you too much not to. Lord, I always believe, Lord, I would make it, yeah. Just because, Lord, I delight to do your holy will. Always knew one day, if I kept the faith, I would see your face one day. Master, I love you too much not to. Lord, 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 I always, Lord, just because I delight to do your holy will. one day. If I kept the faith, walk the streets of gold one day. Love you too much, not to Lord, 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 I am always, 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 just because, Lord, I believe that every word is true. Always knew one day, if I kept the faith, walk the streets of gold one day. I love you too much not to. Lord, I always, 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 Lord, all praise to the Most High God in heaven and earth in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless our God.
You paid the whole thing.
Yes, sir.
I know. Thank you, Jesus. Let that tell you that this sounds too good to let it go.
Yes, that sounds great. You have a wonderful voice. You definitely are blessed by God himself. Listeners, this is Mr. LaShawn Hollingsworth. His the song we just I just played was I Believed I Would Make It. This is a song that he wrote.
I always believe I would make it, and it's from the Words of Truth CD number 2 by LaShawn Joseph Hollingsworth.
Yes.
It's available on CD at cdbaby.com, iTunes, and also on Amazon.com, and many other places. So, you know, if you love the music, support it. I need the money. My baby needs some new shoes.
Okay, your baby needs some new shoes. Okay.
Yes. And my woman, she wants me to take her out and do some nice things.
Okay. All right. Well, with a voice like that, you should be able to.
You should be able to take
your woman when she wants to go out and get some nice things, not to dinner, too.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you say you are from Jerusalem?
Well, I say I'm from Jerusalem, meaning Israel, from the land of Israel, because with the understanding of the Word of God, according to the Holy Scriptures, you know, in the Holy Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, the whole book is about the children of Israel. It's the story. And there's a race of people and that the Lord God blessed and chose as his people, and we are his chosen people. The so-called black man, Negro, and Jamaica, Hades, all over the world, because the Lord said he's going to scatter us in Deuteronomy 28 chapter all over the world if we broke the covenant. And our forefathers broke the covenant with God. And these curses came upon us. And he certainly said curses came upon us. He said these curses are going to be upon us for a sign and a wonder. And I don't care, no matter what country we go in, even among countries where we the same color, we are treated the same way because this curse is upon us and it follows. And so we come from the land of Israel because the Lord said in the scriptures in Deuteronomy 28 chapter that he was going to send the children of Israel into slavery back into Egypt by way of ships. And there's no other race of people on this whole planet that was taken by force off the land, the continent of so-called what we call Africa, which is the land of Ham. But Israel is also part of that same continent because we got the land of Canaan, which was one of Ham's sons. Okay? All right? Our grandson. So, you know, we are the only race of people that all these curses fit. You know, we are the only race of people that were stripped of our heritage, our knowledge, our culture, our history, our God, even our dignity and everything else. And we are hated for no cause by everybody. And we are it's so bad with us that even amongst our children, we look and we shake our head because we got a whole generation out here that seem to be devoid of God, any morals, any principles, and no respect for the elders. They see an old lady walking across the street, 80, 90 years old, carrying a bag, 1 year old could help her. If anything, they try to snatch the bag and run off with it. It's a shame. See, so, you know, these curses fit only the children of Israel. So, my sister, we are the children of Israel. We are God's chosen people. And see, and this is what we teach at the church I go to, the Israel of God, and I'm also affiliated with the House of Jacob and Israel, the Church of Jesus, and the Church of Israel. as well as also Israel, the Church of the Living God. Okay? So, you know, we all teach according to what thus said the Lord is written in the Bible. So, yes, that's why I say that, you know, I'm from Jerusalem, because I have knowledge and the connection with my God. The light is on, and my God eyes on. And my job, and knowing what the situation, how we got here, and the solution is, the Lord said that if we turn back to Him with our whole heart and mind and soul, and call to reflect and look upon and acknowledge the fact that what our forefathers did, they went and committed what's called spiritual adultery. They went and started serving other gods when the Lord came down on Mount Sinai and told our people, "You haven't dealt with no other race of people but us, the children of Israel. Only have I known, thus saith the Lord God." This is Jesus talking, okay? Because no man has ever dealt with the Father. This is Jesus, the only God man has ever known. But anyway, my sister, the Lord came down and gave His statutes and His laws, and He spoke to them, and our forefathers heard His voice. They heard Him. They seen the mountain on fire. They ran away. They was afraid, because He only dealt with, He said He did that so that His fear may be among us. And see, that's what's wrong with our people. We don't teach our children. A lot of the families don't sit down. There was a time when most every family came and sit down at a certain time at day and sit down and had dinner together and talk to each other and find out what was going on. God, they don't make it like that. But anyway, let me get back to this program, because, you know, I can go on.
Okay, all right.
Now,
did you open for Miss Albert? Tina Walker, did you open for her? Did you perform with her or close for her? How did you meet Miss Albertina Walker?
Well, first of all, I went with Ethan Martin for Martin's Interculture for over 18 years. And I still have affiliation with him. He's my friend. He's good. Anyway, Martin, you know, so he put on the Festivals of Life down here in Washington for years. We're on King Drive and Cottage Grove over there. And so I worked there, and part of my job was also, you know, and I still work with him as to help book the acts and book shows. I can bring forth acts and bring them, put them on the show. So on the gospel stage, because I seen gospel and Albertina Walker performing on the main stage, and I perform on that same stage after she performed. I either before her to warm up. I forget which order it was. You know, I done performed on the same stage with Third World, Maxi Priest. I done hung out with Third World. With Maxi Priest, kicked it, you know, with Albertina Walker, and I love her. She's like a mother to me, you know. The Spirit of God was definitely upon her. I love to hear her sing. Love me some Albertina Walker. As well as many different artists and things. So, you know, the Lord has blessed me and has put me, like I said, He's put me and made me privileged to be in high places,
okay,
among high people.
All right, but he didn't do this until you started singing inspirational gospel. You didn't really soar to new heights and get to know all these people and perform with
that's
these
right,
people.
Sister. That's right, sister.
Open
that's
for
right.
These people.
You're absolutely 100%. That's right.
And things
when
until
I turned
you started
my life over to God,
him.
That's when it all happened.
What is Mr. Maxi Priest like? What is he like?
Well, Maxi's real cool. You know, first of all, I had to go pick him up and bring him in. I had to bring him in, you know, with security clearance and so forth, you know, because I had, you know, that's what I was part of my function, being assistant stage manager.
Mm-hmm.
And so for the gospel stage for a year, and me and Phyllis Robinson, we worked the gospel stage for years. And so I worked. And I performed on the stage as well as setting up people, bringing them to the stage.
Okay.
I sat down with Maxi Priest, I brought him in. One day I had to go get him. And me and Maxi, we sat, you know, we hung out. And so we hung out and things, you know, I made sure that he had everything that he had to have. You know, whatever it was that he needed for his comfort, I made sure he had that. And so they gave me the opportunity to talk and chat. And then when we were watching the show, before it was time for him to go on, him and I, we jammed, we kicked it, you know. I won't say all, you know, but no, my brother's real smooth. I love
okay.
Mr. Maxi Priest.
Okay. All right.
I love Mr. Maxi.
Okay. All right. That sounds wonderful. You've definitely met some people who are really successful in the music industry. And you yourself are successful.
Yeah, I'm successful, but I'm just really getting
myself
out. You're
humble.
Well, I'm the word of God comes first with me always.
Okay.
You know, and sometimes it's not always about money with me because I we need money for necessities to do things and amenities in life, and I need them. So I'm asking everybody, please go, that's listening, please go download my music, please. I need the money. I need help. But it's not always like that. Sometimes, you know, I go and perform at places like senior citizens, who the shut-ins, who can't get out, and I go sing for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I love being among the destitute because that's my people, because that's who the Lord, that's who Jesus hung out with.
Mm-hmm.
And I need the fame, I need the money, I need support, and all that. But one thing I can always say that my God has kept his word, he has sustained me, and he's still sustaining me, so I ain't starving. So by no means, but in any way.
Because God has supplied all your needs and some of your wants, too.
Yes, he does. And see, so, you know, I don't mind going out, you know, but I do lots of charity and things because I guess, with the change in me coming with the Lord, I developed a more loving and more loving and kind heart. So my heart bleeds out for my brothers and sisters, you know, because the Lord says his people perish because of lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's true. The Bible does say that, and God does say that.
Yes,
okay.
Because they didn't. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's true. Is there something else you were going to say?
Yeah, we'll see which other song you was going to try to get up in here.
Okay, I'm going to play Never a Day.
Never a Day, Never Not One Time,
Lord.
Lord,
I'm going to play that song, okay?
Never a Day, Never Not One Time, Lord Jesus. Let it flow.
Okay, all right.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Sister Angela.
Yes.
Let me give a shout out. Brother Boone. God bless to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Brother Danny, God bless to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Brother Marlon, God bless to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Brother Elijah, God bless to you in the mighty name of Jesus. My brother Ray being over in Zimbabwe for this one of God. God bless you and Godspeed, my brother. Safe journey back. Pray that you come back. I love all of my brothers and sisters. I love Israel. I love my people. I love you too. I love all of them. That's what I want to say.
Okay. All right. Okay. Never a Day, Never Not, One Time, Lord Jesus by Mr. LaShawn Hollingsworth.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, sister.
Jesus will do everything.
No, that's not it.
I'm looking at the wrong one. I'm sorry. Hold on. Give me a second. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I cannot hear Jesus.
one day I pray. Then I lose my faith in the Lord. But you will do everything you say in your holy word.
That is Never a Day, Never Not One Time, Lord, by Mr. LaShawn Hollingsworth. Mr. Hollingsworth, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am. I'm here with you.
Okay. Now, when you wrote this song, what inspired you to write this song here that I just played? Never a Day, Never Not One Time, Lord Jesus. What inspired you?
What inspired me is, from me reading the Bible, the Holy Bible, I see what things that he did in Sodom and Gomorrah, the things that he did throughout the Bible with King Saul. You know, I studied in the book of the Chronicles and Kings and seen two distinct things. Everyone that served God always came out all right. And everybody that went
okay,
to God.
All right.
I mean, it's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. Really, it is. And seeing the average person don't know what the whole reason why God even created us, and that's because God is in the business. Jesus and the Father is in the business of creating more God.
Yes.
That's why he tells us in Psalms 82 that we are God. We are all the children of God, but we should die like men. Men die. We die. See, but he called us God. He said God stand in the congregation of the mighty. And he judges among the gods. There's only two gods in the Godhead, that's the Father and Jesus. So with that being known, what other gods is it that he judges? Because the Father ain't judging Jesus. He said, this is my beloved Son, in him. And Jesus didn't come do his will, he came do the Father's will in the Father's name. So they're in agreement. So who are these other gods that he's talking about? That he stands in the congregation of the mighty, he judges among the God. Then he goes so far and says, how long will you accept the person of the wicked? That's what Adam and Eve did in the Garden of Eden, sister. They accepted Satan, the word of God, the word of Satan over God. He told them that they should not surely die, but their eyes should be open. Yeah, he told them the truth. Their eyes were open that day, but also we died that day. That's when death came into the world. And that's when they slayed Jesus from the very foundation of the world. They said the Lamb was slain from the foundation of the world. When they sinned, Jesus had to come and die to reconcile and make an atonement for man, because there's no animal, the blood of the bulls and goats, could never suffice it. God, and appease God. Man submitted to sin, so like Brother Bowie said, and Brother Danny, maybe Jesus lost the coin toss and things. Jehovah lost the corn toss, and he had to come down. You know, little human God laughed too. But in any way, Jesus came down here. Jehovah came down here, Yahweh, Yahshua. No, he wasn't Yahshua. He came down at that time, and he died for us. He died for us.
Yes,
to give us back the opportunity to get eternal life, to become gods. That's what we all created, to become gods, my sister. That's the whole thing. An average person don't even understand that. And Satan used money, you know, wealth and things like that. Because, you know, my mission for God is to try to reach as many people and try to stand in the gap for as many people as I can. If God give me the breath of life to be able to help somebody, to tell them the right way, how to show them the white way, or if they might just need a hand.
Because
we all need somebody.
Are you a pastor or an evangelist?
Well, I evangelize. I evangelize on a daily basis.
Okay.
Because Psalms 1, the Lord said, blessed the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sits among the scorners, and the haters of God. But his delight is in the laws of the Lord, and in his laws he do meditate in them day and night. He thinks about the Lord all the time. Even to the point where somebody might label you as a fanatic. But,
okay.
Hey, look, it's only one way. You got one or two ways, God or death. God is life. God giving us the opportunity to become God, to live and have the same power that Jesus and the Father have. I know this might be a little deep for a lot of people to understand, but it's all in the book. It's all in the Bible. That's why the Lord say, read. Study to show yourself approved before God and before man.
Mm-hmm.
You got to read.
Yep.
We got the cake. You can't treat it like it's no buffet. We can't take a piece here and I'm going to get this here, but I ain't going to get no chicken. You got to take it all or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You got to take it all or nothing.
Gospel song that says goes something like this: I give you power to treat, and it's a verse too. I give you power to treat upon serpents and vipers and things like that. So that's power, and that you not be harmed. So that's amazing in itself that a human being can do that with the right amount of faith and belief in God.
Like those serpents that he's talking about, those are people who have evil influenced by evil angels and things. That's what he's talking about. Those are the serpents, them devils. But the Lord tell you, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in the high places and in low places.
Yes,
The enemy is Satan. The enemy is not the person that's before you. It's Satan. Because God is a spirit of harmony. He's a spirit of forgiveness. He's a long-suffering. He's patient. He's humble and he's meek. He said these are the fruits of the Spirit. These are the things that we all have to have for each other.
Mm-hmm.
We have to have these things for each other. Because if we don't have these things for each other, there's no other way that we're going to get into the kingdom of God.
Okay.
We got to have these things. Because this is what God got. God is long-suffering. Look, he's putting up with all this madness this man doing down here. Give us this big old beautiful world, and a man so stingy, got so much money, he can feed the whole world but won't spend it and won't do it. And then end up dying. You know what I mean? It's crazy. It's crazy.
Okay. All right. Yeah, the world seems to have went insane or completely, a lot of them have went evil. But why does one road and narrow is the other one? So...
I'm
going to play another one of your songs. I believe it's Jesus Will Keep His Holy Word by Mr. LaShawn Hollinsworth.
Yeah, Jesus Will Keep His Holy Word. Will you?
Will
he going to keep his. It's asking the question. It's saying, Jesus, he going to keep his holy word. Will you?
Yes. You have beautiful music, beautiful songs, beautiful voice. All right.
Thank you, my sister. Bless your heart.
Hold on. Let's see if we can get that play. All right.
Okay.
No, that's the wrong one again. Hold on.
Jesus will do everything.
No, you can step to this song.
Jesus will do everything.
I want to live forever. Father,
everything. Lord, I pray, I trust. Oh, Lord.
Okay. Mr. LaShawn Hollingsworth, you still on the line?
I'm still on the line with you, sister.
Okay, that was Jesus Will Keep His Holy Word With You, and you wrote that one, too.
I wrote that one, too.
All right. All right, now tell my listeners where they can go to find your CDs, your songs, and about YouTube. Tell my listeners all about it.
Okay, they want to get any of my music, first place they can go to is cdbaby.com and type in the words, that's THEWORDSOFTRUTH, number sign 2.
Okay.
And that would bring them on up to my page, and they can download, you know, individual songs. I purchased the whole CD.
Okay.
Okay.
I believe
and
those
also,
songs are like 99 cents all the way up to $16.
Yes. And then also, it's also on iTunes. It's available at iTunes, and they have it there at another price. And they also have it available at Amazon.com.
Now, are there any stores that people can go in to buy your music and your songs, your CDs? Are there any stores? Or is it all online?
No, I don't have them in the stores right now because I'm just getting my company started up, you know. So far, it's just me. Maybe I can get some help and things, stuff, you know, help get this thing off the ground. Anybody interested? So, okay, you know, I welcome help. Okay,
you welcome help, okay.
Yeah,
well,
welcome
you
help.
Definitely have the connections and have worked with some very talented people. And like I said earlier in the show, you are very talented yourself. And I look forward to hearing more of your music and more of your CDs and having you back on the show in the future. Is there anything, let's see, some other questions that I had. Do you play any instruments?
Yes, I do. I play congos. I play bongos. I play by ear only what God gives me. So, like, on a lot of the songs and, like, Never a Day, Never Not One Time, and so forth, it's me playing the piano, doing all the instruments and so forth, orchestrating it. I make all my tracks. I put my music. I orchestrate the music, instrumentals, percussions and all.
Okay.
From the beginning, you know, God has given me a blessing and given me an ear, plus I have the blessing to work with many other talented brothers, like Stevie Robinson and Jacob Ward and his wife Helena and so many, my sister Cynthia and her so many people that he has blessed me with. I mean, that the world don't know about. The world don't know about. But this is what the world needs. And I mean, it's most awesome because one thing we all have in common is this here. Every song that we sing is scripturally correct.
Yes.
If it ain't in the Bible, it ain't on the song. Just that.
That's right. Okay.
By every word of God, nothing else.
So you play the bongos and what other instruments do you play? You said another instrument.
I can play bongos. I can play congos. I play piano, synthesizers. I put my drum tracks together. You know. I do a lot, you know, and that I can't do, I know people that can do it, so to help
okay,
me. Yeah.
All right.
So
that's great.
I know just who to go to.
So you're putting your own independent company label to get your own label together? Is that what you were saying?
Yes. No, mine, you know, it's the word. My publishing company is the Word of Truth Music Publishing. That's affiliated with BMI Music.
BMI Music. Okay, all right.
Yes.
Well, I do believe that you're very talented and that you're not, that God hasn't put you in this position to make you struggle or go without. So I know you're not going without or struggling because you said so yourself. That's your testimony. But I do encourage the listeners to go out and purchase this CD and download it because it's wonderful. Mr. Hollingsworth has a great voice,
Thank you,
can all hear, and he's very talented. And I encourage you all to go out and you know, download and play the songs for yourself. Is there anything? You decided to go to gospel. You switched over from what were you singing before gospel? What type of music were you singing before gospel? You never did say. You said something about love songs, but
I wrote songs that would be like tearjerkers and things for the to the sisters, you know, and all kinds of things, you know. So it was like that.
Okay.
You know. And I mean, they were good songs and stuff. And they all good songs. You know, but it wasn't until I got my focus. Okay, I got focused with the Lord, and I got focused with God. From that point on, that's when everything happened for me. That's when all the doors started opening
up. That is wonderful. We're going to play another song, okay? Your Family Tree by LaShawn Hollingsworth.
Thank you.
Play it. All right.
I wanna walk with you, yeah. I wanna talk with you, oh, yeah. I wanna be like God.
That was a snippet of Your Family Tree by Mr. LaShawn Hollingsworth. To hear the rest of the songs and CDs, you'll have to purchase them. But as you can see, he has an awesome talent. Mr. Hollingsworth, LaShawn.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
is there anything else you'd like to add or talk about during the show? Why the show is long? We have about 5 minutes left.
Yeah, I would like to send this out to our youth. And also to the adults.
What would you like to tell the youth? What encouragement would you like to give to the youth, to people who are trying to make it in the entertainment industry and want to sing gospel?
Okay. They want to sing gospel?
Mm-hmm.
The first thing,
would you like to tell them?
Well, the first thing is you got to not be ashamed to stand up and represent for God. Now, once you got that, if you're bold enough, stand up and say that, hey, I'm going to walk and do what God say, and you feel that way, and you want to do what God say according to what's in the Bible, then you take forth your talent and your skill that God give you for you, be it singing, be it producing, putting your music together, laying tracks, whatever it is. Put God first. Put God first, and God will bless thee. That's just the bottom line.
That's just the bottom line. That's just the bottom line. Now, you talked about a little bit about your past. I'm not trying to bring you down or harp on this subject, but you talked about a little bit about drug use. What would you like to say to people who are on drugs and feel like there's no hope for them, that they just can't get off of it? What would you like to tell them?
Well, I'm going to tell you what my mama told me. This is what made me come wake up. Being raised by a God-fearing woman, bless my mama, and I thank the Father that she's still here. I just lost my auntie Cora, and I know she's at rest. But I want to say this. My mother always taught us. She said, you put God first before everything, everybody, even me. Nobody. Now, with that being instilled in me, it taught me the values of learning. That when she said, God would be there for you when you need him. But you got to be sincere. Because you can't fool God.
Can't fool God. I can fool man, but you can't fool God.
Didn't she say,
my mama says that too.
Excuse me. But then I want to say this here. So she clarified. She said, Jesus will be there for you when you need him. She said, Jesus will be there for you when you need him. And it came a point in my life that I needed God in my life to make changes as far as the drugs and everything, to put all that away. You can only be as true to God as you are to yourself. Recognize the fact that you need help and that you want the best of things and the best of things for yourself. And call on God. Call on the Father in Jesus' own name. Ask the Father to take it away from you and give you a mind, a new mind, a new heart, to serve him, to seek him, to praise him, to glorify him. And the Lord will hear that prayer, because a broken and a contrite heart, the Lord will not despise. That's what the God of Israel said, Jesus said.
Yes.
See, so that's what they got to do. That's what I did. And it's been, you know, in my life, I'll say, all about 26 or 27 years now. See, so, you know, God is there for you when you're at the lowest point of your life, when everybody turned their backs on you, when everybody forsake you and think that you all washed up. That's when God can use you the best. Remember that. Call on the mighty name of Jesus, the Holy One of Israel, even Yahshua, the Holy One of Israel, to call on the Lion of Judah to come to thee and heal you. Tell them to come and make a change in your heart and your mind. You tried everything else. Give Jesus a try. Give God a chance. You didn't try everything else. It didn't work your way. That's why it didn't work my way. I did it all. The Lord, there's got to be more to it than this.
Okay. All right.
Give Jesus
a try. Well, we've got less than 90 seconds, and we've had Mr. LaShawn Hollingsworth, I thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. You've definitely been very inspirational, and again, I like your songs, and I like the gospel music, and I hope you're able to take that lady of yours out to buy her a nice ring or something.
I hope so, too. I really pray. I do, too. Y'all go please buy my CD. I'm begging you. I need the money.
All right, you're funny.
All right.
You're funny, but I know you are blessed, and God is going to take care of you. And God bless you, and thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler.
I thank you, my sister. Grace and peace in my name of Jesus. And remember, you can get that CD, baby. The CD is called The Words of Truth, W-O-R-D-S, of Truth, number 2. Okay? And you can get it.
All right. Listen, he said on cdbaby.com, amazon.com, and many other sites.
And iTunes.
And John Hollingsworth.
That's right. I thank you, my sister. Remember,
you are God
sent to me. I thank you, my sister. Remember with the conversations we had earlier that we wanted to discuss here, but
the
remember what I said.
Thank you for uplifting me.
You keep your faith. Do you hear me?
Okay.
Keep your faith. Always
all right,
keep your faith in Jesus.
The Hollingsworth. All right, thank you.
Keep your faith in Jesus. You're going to be all right. All right?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right.